Unit 4. Activity 18. You hear a young man, Sam Baker, talking about a disaster.
Last year, there was a big hurricane in my area. Unfortunately, I lived right on the beach, so it hit me hard. I mean, my family and me. We weren't at home at the time, so no one in my family was injured. But my house and garage were completely destroyed. Almost everything I owned was ruined, and a lot of my friends lost not only their homes, but family members as well. Afterwards, we all did the same thing. That is, we built our places on high ground, 50 miles from the coast.
Ms. Palmer is talking about a nuclear power station.
The government is thinking of building a nuclear power station not far from my hometown. Many people are very angry and upset, and they say it is the most dangerous kind of alternative energy that exists. I'm not so sure. I'm not saying that it isn't dangerous, because I'm sure it is. But I do know of a lot of nuclear stations that are perfectly safe. But you know, after the disaster in Japan and all, people are very worried about having one near their homes. Nevertheless, I think that it would bring lots of jobs to our area, so people could improve their situations.
A person is interviewing Mr. Dawson, an elderly man.
You witnessed the tsunami in Japan, right, Mr. Dawson?
Yes, that's right. I wasn't far from Fukushima when the earthquake hit.
Did you get out of the area immediately?
Yes, I did, because I know how destructive a tsunami can be. And since the quake was so big, I knew that a tsunami was a probable consequence.
Tsunamis always occur after a big quake, then?
Well, not, of course, when the quake occurs far away from the ocean, but generally, if it occurs in an area near or in the ocean, it is a great possibility, yes.
How many tsunamis have you witnessed?
Oh, quite a few. I happened to be in Thailand when the 2004 tsunami hit that area, and a few others, but nothing as big as those two.
So the Japanese one was the biggest?
Right. I don't think I've seen a bigger one in my life.
You were lucky to get away then.
Yes, that's right. And so many people didn't get away. What a terrible tragedy.
Yes, it was terrible.
Bruce, a student, is talking about his experience.
Last winter, I was skiing in the Alps. It was a beautiful day, quite warm. There were a lot of people on the slopes, and some of them were skiing on the fresh snow, but not on the slopes. That's very dangerous, especially because it was so hot. The snow was beginning to melt, and there was a great risk of avalanches. Avalanches are really dangerous and can kill people if they get covered by the snow. Well, that's just what happened. I was skiing high up near the refuge at the top of the mountain when I heard a loud noise. I looked around, and over to my left, I saw two people disappear under an avalanche. Everybody was screaming, and I just stayed where I was and called for help on my mobile phone. I was sure I was going to get covered too. Anyway, the rescuers didn't find the two people, and they died under the snow. I think that the weather is changing so much because of global warming, and this causes a lot of disasters, like avalanches and floods. We need to be very careful.
Julie is talking about a recent experience she had.
A few years ago, I experienced a hurricane on an island in the Caribbean Sea. It was a terrifying experience because I was alone in a house not far from the coastline, so the rain and wind were especially strong. The windows of the house I was staying in all shook tremendously, and it felt like the building was going to explode. Luckily, it only lasted for a couple of hours. I went down into the basement during the worst part of it. I could hear trees falling down and sirens blowing all the time. When it was finally over and it was safe to go outside, I opened the front door of the house and ventured out. It was quite a shocking and frightening scene before my eyes. There were trees down all along the street, cars turned over, electric lines down, and windows blown out of some houses. I felt relieved that it was over and that I had no injuries. My house was in relatively good shape. I called my friends on my mobile phone, with some difficulty, because the lines were very busy. One of my friends said that she was in hospital because she had broken her arm when the window in her house fell out. Another friend said that he was in his car 25 miles away from the coast, and he was all right. They all asked how I was, and so I told them that I was fine, relieved to know that they were okay, but a bit shocked and still frightened from the experience. We all agreed that it was a terrible experience to have all alone, but we were happy that we were not badly injured.